Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Tentacle Madness. This file may indicate a slow decline from the sane to the insane, from normality into those spaces that seem more normal than they should be. Madness is a strange place, almost unrecognizable from the outside, and on the inside, you may not notice what is happening until it is much too late. The changes that it brings are subtle, sneaky, slithering through your mind like tentacles, perhaps. But no, madness usually doesn't come like a shock. It is a subtle surprise, something you may not even realize. And where does it begin? Is it with you wandering through a strange place? Or perhaps laying in your bed, dreaming? Your dreams transporting you from where you normally are into a world of difference. Where it truly begins, no one knows. Was the decline into madness something predestined? Or did the place, the now, pull you beyond the veil much further than you would have ever gone by yourself? It's just a gentle breeze through your mind, a soft sensation, a creation of consciousness, a dream, a fantasy feeling your mind in flight. So let me begin by sketching for you a place. Maybe you are here on holiday, or an echo from a movie or a book. Who knows how you arrived here and if you are truly here. Maybe this is just a dream, or perhaps this is a retelling of your experiences from long ago. Would you recognize your own madness? Or would it pass you by as others notice the tendrils of your attention slithering and sneaking into corners where they do not belong? It was an old village, almost ancient, somewhere in Europe, with houses built literally centuries ago. Some of the buildings more than 1,000 years old and still used in every day. Walking here felt a little bit like walking into a fairy tale, or maybe a nightmare. Something feels off. Maybe it's just the difference in culture, a language that you do not understand, Some words seem perhaps vaguely familiar, but in the end, everyone around you appears to be living, walking, drifting through a reality that isn't your own. They look at you as if you are from a different world. You do not belong here. However, they tolerate you, they treat you nice. And with every step deeper into the village, you may become more aware of something in the air. Something in your mind may find a subtle notice, a realization. When you look around, you sometimes notice shadows shifting. Of course, it is merely a trick of the mind. Tiredness from the journey, confusion from the culture, and you're definitely not hearing strange whispers on the wind on the edge of consciousness. You also don't feel any chill wind spreading through your mind, your body shimmering and shivering. This must just be your mind playing tricks on you. Perhaps they are dreams, drifting sensations. Being allowed to go into the buildings is almost stranger than walking outside. One building in particular makes you especially curious to go inside, to find out what secrets it holds. You're not entirely sure what it is. It is one of the buildings that must be over 1,000 years old, kept in decent shape. Faded colors and wood that has seen better days, stone torn by weather and wear. Inside there is a coolness that sends a chill down your spine. Someone else may have walked away from this, but deep inside, you feel something pull on you. If you had been fully aware of this, I wonder if you turn around and run. You don't have that option right now. Every step takes you deeper into this place. The flickering lights, the stone, the woods, the carpets. Everything almost made to pull you in deeper. Something in the back of your mind is calling you. Something is pulling you forward with every step. You can almost feel the slithering ideas moving through, curling themselves around your thoughts and pulling them. This strange tingling in the back of your mind is becoming more and more powerful. And this time when you look at the shadows, the shimmering sensation doesn't cease. The edges of things and the shadows beyond them feel as if they have tentacles just behind. Everywhere you look, there is a strangeness in the air, a feeling of pressure, a sound of something moving along stone. When you look behind you, you no longer see the door that brought you in. You are trapped. Briefly, you wonder if this is what is meant to happen. Should you turn around and find a way out, or go in deeper? After you've made your choice, you walk, but your steps are slowing down as if caught in syrup, moving in that slow, dreamlike way that you know from nightmares, where your body doesn't appear to obey you very well. And the tentacles in your mind are teasing certain places. They know your buttons. They know where to push and where to pull, where to slide and curl to. Certain parts of your body responding helplessly. There is an intense desire to just fall to your knees and touch yourself. And at the same time, you don't feel entirely sure if you would be able to. Your body does not obey your will. Everything is slow, shaky, uncertain. The more you look around, the more you realize that your eyes must be betraying you, and there is no way that you could hear that slow scraping sound as of a monster or a monstrous being edging closer. There is no way you would feel both the chill and the heat mixing inside your mind and your body. A victim. Although another part of you knows it very well. Do you know when madness begins? Or are you trapped before you even realize it? It is a strange place to be in. The room feels much bigger than it was before, and you are trapped. Tentacles crawling, wrapping themselves around your arms, pulling them apart together with your legs. But it's difficult to focus on what's happening to your body when other tentacles are manipulating your mind, speaking to you in words that you don't hear with your ears. Just a tempting sensation spreading itself through you. Need, arousal and desire, being manipulated from the deepest depths of your mind. Through your mind, impossibly deep. How long will it be before you notice that the tentacles have stripped you of all clothing? The voice echoes deep within your mind. There is not much that you can do anymore. You're not even sure if all of this is really happening, if the tentacles are really rubbing themselves against you, slithering inside of you, pressing. Thickness of the thing that fills your mouth prevents you from yelling out. Your ears are filled with whispers of want and need, of craving and longing, desire and destruction. A beautiful madness and a dark depravity, helpless. Your mind is being twisted inside out, your body manipulated in ways that seem beyond description, each tentacle taking care of a part of you, taking, molding you into a different state of madness. The purpose of manipulating your mind's not entirely clear, and part of you fears that if you knew, it wouldn't make it any better. How do you understand the deep intentions of whatever is taking you? Penetrating, thrusting, taking, pushing itself deeper into you over and over again with no regard for your safety or desire. It forces you into heights and depths that seem inhuman. The intoxication of the mental manipulation, making it impossible to decide. Edge. Want. Need. There's nothing you can do but submit and surrender. And even if you do, you will simply be taken deeper, harder. Each and every thrust with total disregard for your feelings. And yet they manipulate you perfectly, playing you like a pathetic instrument. Your human nerves not capable of even translating everything that happens to you in a way that your mind understands. I could say that it might be too much, but we already know that it is. And yet, the tentacles in your mind prevent you from going over the edge. They build and build because they want to break you. They will make sure to pull you deeper. Until all that is left is a drooling wreck, edging in a way that requires only surrender. And the deeper you surrender, the more you edge. Your will, taken, being pushed through anything you've known before and then amplifying it, deeper, faster and harder, each tentacle, each movement, each manipulation created to break you. And it wouldn't even ask if you want to come because it doesn't matter. Taken deeper. All that matters is that you know. That you are helpless. And on the verge of breaking into a million pieces, leaving nothing but the blank and total obedience that you desire. And once it opens the floodgates, who knows how many orgasms you will go through until your mind is completely gone. Who knows how many waves of pleasure your body can take until it breaks? Powerless. Helpless. Deep. There will be a moment when your body knows that it is finally allowed, and it will continue until it is completely broken into blissful pieces of obedience. Powerless and helpless, falling into a cycle that keeps you crazy, descending into madness, forcing you into a blank, blissful state. There once was a choice, but no more. That choice is taken, you are taken, your will broken and your mind is now mine to do with as I please. As the waves of orgasm finally, slowly, inevitably ebb away into the blank abyss of obedience, you will know. As long as my voice follows, your descent will only continue.